We're also tracking the response to a piece of grim news out of Iraq. U.S. Marines are accused of killing 24 civilians. It happened last November in Haditha, where the Marines had just lost one of their own to a roadside bomb. To learn how closely the Arab world is following that story, we've called Rami Khoury. He is editor-at-large of the Daily Star newspaper in Beirut and a frequent guest on this program. Welcome to you once again.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I know that this story about the killings in Haditha has been big news in the Arab world off and on for some months, correct?
Well, it's, yeah, on and off. I mean, it has gained a little bit more coverage recently as the news has come out, especially in the American press. So people are kind of plugging this into their general perception of what the Americans are doing in Iraq, and most people in the region are critical of that, and this has added to that criticism.
It doesn't sound like you feel it's the biggest story on Arabs' minds.
No, it's not. It's not a huge story. It's getting a lot more coverage in the United States, obviously. The thing here is that most people in the Arab world are against what the United States did in Iraq, and they will take incidents like this to show how even when, you know, the United States says it is trying to bring freedom and democracy, it's bringing about the opposite. It's killing people in cold blood. But in the broader political sense, it just adds fuel to the fire. People saying, well, this was a complete catastrophe from the beginning, and we're not surprised that this is happening, and they kind of take it in stride because everything the U.S. is doing in Iraq is seen to be morally and politically unacceptable.
Given that perception, how are people describing two other pieces of news from Iraq? There's been a huge string of killings in recent months of Iraqis, but at the same time, there has been the establishment, finally, of a new government.
Well, I think people look at the government in the wider context of the illegitimacy of the political process that was sparked by the American invasion. So there's a certain genetic illegitimacy problem with the Iraqi government. At the same time, people are happy that the Iraqis are trying to take control of their lives and restore sovereignty to their country instead of having it run by Anglo-American military setup. But they're also hesitant to cheer a process that is seen to be the consequence of American invasion and military dictate.
We've learned so many times that the headlines that seem to obsess the Arab media may be different from the headlines that seem to obsess the Western media. Is there a story or a couple of stories that are obsessing the Arab media right now?
Well, yes. I think the main story is what's going on. I mean, Iraq is an ongoing story. Afghanistan, of course, is getting much more problematic again for the Americans and the foreign troops there and the Karzai government. But the issue in Palestine and Israel and the situation of the boycott of the elected government led by Hamas in the Palestinian territories, that's a huge issue that people are following very closely because, again, it seems to contradict what the Americans and the British are saying, that they want to bring democracy and elections to the region. But the reality that people see is quite opposite. The reality that they see is the Americans fostering a process that is delegitimizing the election victory in Palestine. They're boycotting a government that was democratically elected. So I think there's a lot of confusion in the minds of the Americans and certainly in the minds of Arabs who are looking at the Americans.
Rami Khoury is editor-at-large of the Daily Star in Beirut. Thanks very much.
Thanks for having me. My pleasure.
Some of yesterday's news from Iraq struck close to home for the journalists who report it.
On this Memorial Day, some sad news for us from Baghdad. A car bomb hit a U.S. convoy, killing one soldier and two of our own at CBS News. Soundman James Brolin and cameraman Paul Douglas.
That's CBS anchor Bob Schieffer. The same explosion seriously wounded CBS correspondent Kimberly Dozier. And it was just one of many bombings around Baghdad. They killed more than 30 people yesterday, most of them Iraqis. And a series of individual killings continued, too. Nearly all these killings go unsolved, and here is one of yesterday's victims. His name was Professor Mahmoud Jassim Mohammed. He was a professor of the College of Literature and was shot dead in North Baghdad. The victims in recent days have also included tribal leaders who support the U.S. They're in Anbar province, and the Washington Post says the U.S. is sending more troops to that area. It's Morning Edition from NPR News.